Hi, everyone. Today we're talking about how everything starts with uncertainty, or what I like to say, everything starts from nothing. So when I first started the Ladies Who Lunch Network, it was simply an idea in my head. We didn't have anything. And when I say we, I'm not really sure who I'm talking about because it was just me. There was no team. It was just me. I was doing everything. And I remember having this little computer that I could barely see the screen on. But I was so passionate about what it was that I was doing that it didn't matter if it took me, you know, 1 hour to upload a photo onto Facebook, which sometimes that's what it took. But what I really want to drive home today is people often compare everyone else's chapter 10 to their chapter 1 or 2. So we look at someone that's very successful and we say, wow, oh my God, what the heck am I doing wrong? How come I'm not as successful as she is or he is? Or, and that's not the right way of doing it because those people did not get there overnight. We have to understand that it took a long time for them to get to where they are. It did not happen overnight. No one is an overnight success. It takes hard work. It takes persistence. It takes patience. And it takes perseverance fueled by passion. So having said that, in the beginning, I would look at other networks that were way further ahead, and I would get very discouraged. And I would say, and it would make me feel like giving up because I was comparing my behind the scenes to their production reel. And that is a recipe for disaster. Do not compare your behind the scenes to someone else's production reel because, you know, when you see someone that's very successful, they've been working hard for many years to get there. But what you have to understand, and this is today's lesson, is that they were once where you are today. This is the key. They were once where you are today. So today's assignment is everything starts with nothing. Everything starts with uncertainty. I remember I had one member in Ladies Who Lunch. And it was probably a family member. And then it was two, then it was three. And slowly the network started building. So every great thing that has ever started began with uncertainty. That's the thing. We have to remember that. And unfortunately, most of us avoid what scares us by staying in our comfort zone and refusing to stretch ourselves. So we avoid our fears, and what happens is our fears just get bigger and bigger every time we let fear win. So a great example of this is, you know, even when I was starting this Coach with Maria program, you know, I was scared because I thought, well, am I delivering enough valuable information? I mean, is this helpful? Is anyone going to want to be a part of it? And so I would let those fears get the best of me, and then I would stop what I was doing. So I let the fears paralyze me, and I don't want that to happen to you. And that's why you're here today, to move past those fears. There is a great expression, and it goes something like, in order to fly, we must be willing to give up the ground that we are used to standing on. Because as I like to say, nothing magical happens in your comfort zone. I like another way of saying that is your comfort zone is where your dreams go to die. And that's not where you want to be. You need to get uncomfortable. You cannot get from point A, so from where you are right now, to point B if you're not willing to give up that point A. So if you're not willing to give up what's comfortable, what doesn't scare you, you know, what just kind of keeps you moving along. So if you're not experiencing any fear at all, then I would probably say that you're not pushing yourself enough. You're not stretching yourself enough. You know, they always say that if your goals don't scare you a little bit, then you're not pushing yourself. Like if you set a goal and you're like, oh yeah, I can totally accomplish that, then you're not aiming high enough, right? You're not aiming high enough. So don't let the fear that you're holding on to hold you back from your dreams. And oftentimes another reason I see people not moving forward, and this is a huge one, and if you're one of those people, listen to me very carefully. Done is always better than perfect. You can always tweak and change and adjust along the way. But if you wait until that perfect moment where everything's perfect and the website has to be perfect and, you know, my material has to be perfect and my font and my graphics and everything has to be perfect, I'm telling you, nothing is going to be perfect. It's not meant to be perfect. So just get over that fear of everything being perfect, because that's really what keeps most people stuck. And just take the step, just move forward. So here is your homework assignment for today. Number one, what is one idea, maybe a project or something that you've always wanted to do that you have been putting off? And for me, it was Coach with Maria. I'll give you my own examples. It was Coach with Maria and starting Ladies to Lunch in Another City. So those are my two things. So number one, what is one idea or a project that you have been putting off? Number two, what result or income are you afraid of? Like, what is it that scares you? Like, why are you not doing what it is that you want to do? And number three, what is one small thing that you can do right now, like one baby step that you can take right now? And oftentimes we get stuck because when we have a large dream, of course we're going to feel overwhelmed, and of course we're not going to know how. We're not going to know how to do it. However, we have to understand that things happen one step at a time. So what is one baby step, one small step that you can take right now that would bring you closer to your vision and help you to move through the fear? So when I was developing Coach with Maria, one baby step was, okay, let's do an outline. Like, what is it that I would like to teach? Let's just do a simple outline. And so that once I did that, it was like, okay, that wasn't so bad. What's the next step? And so on and so on. So I want you to do this right now. Literally, after you get off the phone, the recording, after you listen, I would like you to complete this assignment. So that's it for today. This has been Everything Starts from Nothing. And after you do the assignment, I want you to ask yourself how it feels to honestly look at why you've been putting this off. And after you have written down one step and maybe actually even taken that baby step, how does it feel to know that you are one step closer to your dream? So this assignment, I'd love for you obviously to do on your own, and I would love for you to share with your accountability partner. That's it for today, ladies. This has been Coach with Maria. I will talk to you next time. Bye for now.